Jim Taylor back on the RFD radio network. We took a field trip today to Jeff Kerwin's farm located west of New Windsor and talked a little bit about bioreactors, nutrient loss reduction strategy, a lot of different hot button topics. And you had an attentive audience, that's for sure.
We sure did. We had a great turnout for today's little event. You know, as I say, as I go around the state and I talk to people and we work with people, talking the talk and walking the walk. And if we're going to talk about things that we can do on our farms, we have to be able to walk the walk in my mind. So I put in a bioreactor this past week, and now we're having an event to where we can look at it. And I've opened it up so that the soil and water conservation people, the NRCS, we've got farmers, we've got contractors, we've got a whole host of people here looking at what a bioreactor looks like, how it works. We've had Dr. Lauren Christensen from the University of Illinois talk about how they work, and great information. I think we've got a lot of interest, and I think this is a great collaboration between Farm Bureau, Soil and Water, the NRCS, Extension. It's a great day.
Well, so you know what a bioreactor does. What about the farmer that's not a 365-day-a-year farmer like yourself? Can you explain what a bioreactor is for that type of audience, which I think is pretty important?
I think that's good. We're not building nuclear submarines out here in the middle of a field. So what the reactors do is we're diverting the tile water through basically a pit of wood chips, and those wood chips are a carbon source that pulls the nitrates out of the water and reacts with them and creates a nitrogen gas that gases off, and then it basically delivers a filtered water product out the end and then back into the tile system and then on down. So it's one of the strategies, or one of the things that we can use in our nutrient loss reduction strategy tools, if you will, of things that can help reduce nitrates and maybe a little bit of phosphate.
Dr. Laura Christensen, water quality researcher at the University of Illinois, says it's one thing to read about a bioreactor, but it's another thing to see one in action. She was happy to be on site at Kerwin's farm west of New Windsor in Mercer County. Yeah, explain the science of it, which I thought was interesting, how you explain to the farmers. You know, this is a learning curve for a lot of people in all this. So give us the dynamics of a bioreactor.
Well, the name bioreactor, I think, maybe puts some people off because it sounds complicated, but I think it's really a cool process. The idea of a bioreactor, that it's a trench full of wood chips that you route your tile drainage through. And inside the trench, on the wood chips, there's good natural bacteria that eat the carbon in the wood chips for their food. And as the nitrogen floats by them, they convert the nitrogen in the water to nitrogen gas. And this is a natural process. It's a natural biological process. It's the bacteria that are the workhorses. And so we call it a bioreactor.
Another key resource in attendance was Julie Armstrong. She's with Illinois NREC. First up, kind of what was your message today to this audience?
Our message really is around the importance of applied research and the fact that the research that's being done by some of the folks at University of Illinois, other places around the state, is being funded by farmers. There's an assessment on fertilizer that's sold in the state, and then that money is reinvested into things particularly around nitrogen and phosphorus.
And for people that don't remember what the acronym stands for, it's Nutrient Research Education Council. So education is a big component of this in 5 years, right? You really have to let people know about what your organization is all about.
And that is one of the biggest things that we face, is we've got a lot of great research out there, but it's translating it from charts and graphs and very technical information to what this means to an individual farmer and how they can incorporate it on their farm. So some of the things that we're seeing here at Jeff's is really just somebody taking the initiative to say, I want to know how this works. I'm going to build a bioreactor and put it in. And this has been a great opportunity for people to see it in action.
And it's interesting when they talk about an edge of field practice compared to, say, a cover crop type of situation for a producer. There's a lot of different things to consider, and that's one of the things I heard that you know, maybe this isn't your cup of tea on your farm, but this is something maybe you can consider.
Well, and we're operating under the nutrient loss reduction strategy, which is calling for pretty significant reductions in nitrates and phosphorus over the next several years. And so we know that it's going to take something being done on every farm. And knowing for some folks, a bioreactor is great. For some people, cover crops are going to work. And for a lot of people, it's just going to be adjusting maybe the timing of their application of nitrogen and adding an inhibitor. There's small things that people can make. We don't expect that everybody's going to, you know, invest in a bioreactor, but where it makes sense, we want to make sure people have the tools to do it.
And Bill Joseph also provided information to farmers in attendance. He's with the Mercer County Soil and Water Conservation District.
Well, the Soil and Water Conservation District has priorities of reducing soil erosion in the fields, but also water quality. It's one of the names in our title, soil and water, and so that's very important to us. We've had a lot of things happen with the hypoxia zone in the Gulf of Mexico, the state of Louisiana filing suit on the national level, and these 13 Midwestern states that contribute to this area. So not only the hypoxia zone, but the quality of our rivers that we have right in our own county, the Mississippi River system, it's very important for us to try and hold this nitrogen in the field for the crop. And so that's what we're trying to promote.
And that's one of the challenges that farmers have, and one of the messages. It's not a one size fits all for a lot of these farmers. There are a lot of different things that they have to consider.
Yes, and it is a crop production issue. You know, it's just like the use of cover crops. It adds another layer of management to the producers. It adds another layer of cost to the producers. And so when you see producers out here putting in bioreactors, using cover crops on their field and their tillage, they're really making a serious commitment to improving water quality for everyone.
Bioreactors normally run between $6,000 and $10,000 and can serve upwards of 50 acres. There's some help available through various government programs, as Kerwin received $4,200 in funding for his bioreactor project through the Mercer County Soil and Water Conservation District. I'm Jim Taylor for the RFD Radio Network.